starts on Tuesday?
Figure it out. This is Kufayin Bima today.
It's Kufayin Bab, no? It's 4 more days.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Tuesday,
Sanhedrin. Tuesday, Sanhedrin. Okay, the more time. So what did we say in the Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah that everybody agrees that we're not choshesh, that the shtar fell from one guy and was picked up by the same guy with the same name. We're talking about a place where you have 2 Yosef ben Shimon's. So therefore, we said, is Yosef ben Shimon allowed to borrow from somebody? We said he is. The Mishnah held that Yosef ben Shimon can borrow from somebody. Even though you could say that the guy could tell him, hey, you're not the Yosef ben Shimon, it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. Because there was another Yosef ben Shimon. Maybe the real Yosef ben Shimon that I owe the money dropped the shtar, and you picked it up, and we're not choshesh to that. Although we're choshesh generally to nefilah, but we're not choshesh to a nefilah of a yehidi that the guy's going to drop it and the same guy's name's going to find it. So therefore, Yosef ben Shimon can borrow from a guy without having to worry about anything. Right? That we said at the end of yesterday's daf. We said Abaye says l'nefilah dechad lo chayshinan, nefilah derabim chayshinan. That was Abaye's understanding. So the Gemara now says, and that's why, by the way, Yosef ben Shimon can borrow, or Yosef ben Shimon can give a shtar to somebody and say, you owe me money. I just know the Yosef ben Shimon in the town. I'm holding the shtar. I'm not choshesh that that guy dropped it, and I have the shtar, I didn't finish. That's what we said from our Mishnah. The Braita, however, that looks a little different. V'la'ad etanya, but we have a Braita. Kishem she'in mutzi'im shtar chov ze al ze, kach in mutzi'im al achirim. Oh. The Braita says that just like Yosef ben Shimon cannot present shtarot against each other, clearly, because who's the malveh, who's the loveh? Each guy will come along and claim that I'm the malveh, you owe me the money. No, you owe me the money. So too, this Braita says, Yosef ben Shimon cannot be present the shtar against anybody else, even because there's another Yosef ben Shimon in the town. Now what do you mean? If you're not choshesh to nefilah, so what could be the problem? If you're not choshesh to nefilah like we just learned, so therefore if I'm holding the shtar, it's my shtar. I didn't know Yosef ben Shimon, so what? Didn't fall from him when I picked it up, and I'm choshesh to nefilah. So it might come a plegia. What's the machloket over here? The Braita and the Mishnah. Obviously, the Mishnah holds one way, and the Braita holds a different way. So what's the machloket over here between the Mishnah and the Braita? Why does the Mishnah say I'm allowed to present if I'm Yosef ben Shimon, and the Braita says I cannot present? So the Gemara says, "Be'otiyot nichno b'msira kamepalge." Can you? How do I give over a shtar? If I want to give you over my shtar, I'm owed money. I want to give you over that kalam, that you can collect the money for yourself. So the question is, how do I makne a shtar to you? Do I need a kinyan for the shtar? Just give it to you over. So the machloket are otiyot niknot b'msida. Can I give you over the shtar? Just say, give you over. I can give you a cup of b'msida. But can I give you the shtar itself is nothing. I need to give you the words that are on the shtar. The debt. So the machloket are otiyot niknot b'msida. Or do I need a separate kinyan to be makne you the words? Otiyot niknot b'msida. Tana didan sabar otiyot niknot b'msida. Oh, so if you say otiyot niknot b'msida, beautiful. According to the Tana b'Mishnah, I'm Yosef ben Shimon. There's another Yosef ben Shimon in the town. One of two things happens here. Either this is my shtar, therefore no problem. Or the other Yosef ben Shimon gave it to me. So my man of shach, we're not choshesh for nefilah. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm not choshesh for nefilah. So one of two things happen. Either this, I'm the original guy, or the other Yosef ben Shimon gave it to me. And otiyot nitron b'msira, therefore, my man of shach, I can collect. Whatever the other shita says, Tanabara sabah, Tanabara means the Tanab the Braita, אין אותיות נקנות במסירה. Oh, so if אין אותיות נקנות במסירה, so therefore what? How'd you get the stuff? אין אותיות נקנות במסירה, look at the רשב"ם, ותנא ברא סבא, אין אותיות נקנות במסירה, ומתוך כך, and because of that, ידחה הלווה לזה, ויאמר, פיקדון הוא אצלך, ולזה יאמר, אין השטר בידך. Which means he'll come along and say that this shtar over here is not yours. You're not the guy. So what is he doing in my hand? He gave it to you to watch. It's the other guy. He's a pikadon in your hand. In otiyot nikno b'mesira. So that he gave it to you means nothing. So what did he give it to you for? Stop. It's a pikadon. So since he gave it to you, it's a pikadon. You can't collect another guy's shtar. So that's why he says that they cannot even present. Yosef and Shimon cannot present the shtar to somebody in the town. Because if you say, Ein otiyot niknot b'mesira, so therefore the guy can always say, what are you holding the shtar for? If you say, otiyot niknot b'mesira, so memanavshach. I say, either it's my shtar, or on the side that he gave it to me, it's also mine.
So always giving an out for a borrower to...
That's right. That's right. In the case where there's two Yosef and Shimon's.
That's the Brayta.
No, that's what the Brayta says, don't do it. Don't lend. The Brayta is saying, don't lend. Because you're going to have this problem. You're not going to be able to collect.
So they're killing the borrowers.
No, they're telling them, don't lend. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you're Yosef and Shimon, and there's another guy in the town over there, don't lend money. Because you're going to have a hard time collecting. That's what he's saying. So he says over here, v'ibaitema, another answer. They call it alma otiyot niknot b'mesira. The second answer says no. Everybody, meaning the Mishnah and the Braita, both hold otiyot niknot b'mesira. You can give over a shtar to another guy and it becomes his shtar. You don't got to make a separate kinyan. V'acha b'tzarik l'avida ayaka mepalge. The question is, do you have to bring a ra'ayah? Does the mahzik of the shtar have to bring a ra'ayah that it's his chov? Tana didan sabar en sadik labi ra'ayah. Oh, so therefore, when Yosef ben Shimon's holding the shtar, he can collect it. Even though there's another Yosef ben Shimon in the area. Because bottom line, the biggest ra'ayah is, I'm holding the shtar. Finish. That's, I don't have to bring a ra'ayah that I'm the Yosef ben Shimon in the shtar. I'm holding it. Tana bara sabar sadik labi ra'ayah. Which means he cannot collect until he actually proves it. Look at the Rashbam. You don't have to sell the shtar. I just give you the shtar and it's considered yours. You need a raya that happened. There was a mesira. They don't have a pikadon. Maybe the reason why you have it is because it's a pikadon. How do I know why you have it? It's so. Or it's mitom emenu. Maybe it just fell from him. Achi paliki matnitin v'tana bara. So if a tana de matnitin says what? Once I'm holding the shtar, either it's mine or the guy gave it to me. Or tiyon eknom emesira. I want you to ayah or to me a ayah. Finish, I'm holding the shtar. Tana bara says, in a chenami, or tiyon eknom emesira. Where's your ayah? You have to prove that it was given over to you, l'shem collection. Maybe it's given to you l'shem pikadon. So therefore, that's what the Tana Bara says, Yosef ben Shimon, don't lend another guy unless you can be able to bring a ra'ayah that it was given to you. Because if you can't bring a ra'ayah, you're not going to be able to collect. That's the machlok between the Mishnah and the Braita. The Itmar, famous machlok, we know it already. Otiyot niknu memsira abayi amar. Sarik nabi ra'ayah, v'nabah man enu sik nabi ra'ayah. Look, that's the machlok where you see they have to bring a ra'ayah. Or not. Abaye, Amar Abaye, Mina Amina Lach. Oh. How do I know over here that you have to bring it to Ayah? Because Abaye was a shita that says, Abaye said, Sarich Labi Ayah. So he says, how do I know that? How do I know that a guy is holding a shtar without his name on it? If his name is on it, it's no problem. In this case over here, it's 2 years, if it's Shimon, so he has a problem. If I'm holding a regular shtar with my name on it, your name on it, then I'm going to be Ayah, I'm holding a shtar. But come over here, it's a shtar where there's a question who's it belongs to. So I don't just say, why are you holding it? That's the biggest ayah. No. You're holding it very nice. You have to bring it to ayah that when it was given over to you, it was given over to you to collect. Maybe I give it to you as a pikadon. Now you hold it for me. So Abaye says, Sarik Lavi Ra'ayah. What's his ra'ayah?
Even if it was a pikadon, okay. Pikadon mena belongs to the guy.
No, I'm holding the star for you. You tell me Do me a favor. I don't have a good vault in my house. This is a star worth $1 million. Do me a favor. Have me a Yosef Mishimon. Hold it for you. I'm holding it for you. Beautiful. Now, come on. Say, hey, pay me. Pay me. He gave me some Pikadon. So, no, it's my name on it. I said, he's going to be Raya. Go bring it Raya that he gave it to you in the Shem to collection. In the Chanami. Otiyot Niklum Memsira. If he gives it to me, I own it. The question is, did he give it to me to own? Maybe he gave it to me as a Pikadon.
Isn't a Pikadon collateral?
Yeah. Pikadon is to watch, to watch.
Just
stand to watch. Pikadon, meaning it's nifkad. It's nifkad, it's
sleep. Okay, so.
It's nifkad, it's sleep. To watch it, fine. I watch it. You then it's okay. Achem Yosef Mitzvah, can you give me my star back? Here's your star back. Right. In the meantime, I went to collect. So Abayir says, in such a case, Tariq Lavi Raya. What's his Raya? From the following story. Abayir Amar Mina La Detanya. Echad Mina Achim. What happened? The guy's one of the brothers. He's inheriting his father's, Yerusha with all the other brothers. Shashetar chov yotze mitachat yado. Oh, which means over here, he has a shtar. He has a shtar in his hand, and it's from his father. His father was owed money. One of the brothers is holding it. Now, how do we get it? He's holding it in his hand over here.
The father's alive.
Father dead. Okay. What happened? One of the brothers holding your star over here, that his father was owed money, and he's the one that's holding it.
So is it his or is it everyone's?
Oh, so he's claiming the money belongs to me. But the brothers are going to say, hey, that's part of the Yerusha over there. What are you doing over here? So what does it say? So it says, Shtar Yitzhak with them, Alav Nabi Raya. He has to bring a Raya that shtar was given over to him. My Lav Huadin Laharini. Which means, Huadin to all cases, not only a brother case. The brother case is an example, but the Gemara is assuming Huadin Laharini, which means that whenever there's a shtar that doesn't have your name on it, you have to bring your ayah, that you're the guy. The Gemara says, no, Rava Amar Shari Achim, the Shabtum Hadadi. Brothers are different. Brothers grab from each other. Now the Yerusha happens, what about everybody's grabbing stuff? So then when it comes to brothers, then you gotta prove it that you're the guy. But Stam, when another guy comes, why would I grab something from you? I have the star in my hand. I don't have to bring an ayah. Only in a hashash case of brothers, then they have to bring an ayah. How Rabbi will answer. Don't bring me an ayah from brothers. Brothers is different.
Abayah was trying to use this.
Abayah was trying to use every case.
That you need to, even the same name,
same name, right. So same name. You threw your submit Shimon. Or I'm holding your star that doesn't have my name on it.
But you have it.
But I have it in my hand. So you see it, like the brothers. I don't say about the brother. Brothers, of course, have to get brothers is the derek to grab from each other. But shaken in a regular case, you hold it, get your hold of it. Yamara says, Ika de Amre, the other way. Amarava mina aminala. The ten yahud mina achim, shashetar, chov, yotse, betahat yado, alav rabi ra'ayah. Achinu, de shabti badat, yamara harini, lo. Which means, the Abba brings ra'ayah to him. That only it says it by the brother that brothers have to bring it ra'ayah. Because that's their nature. Mash with everybody else? No. So Abaye will answer, no, you have no Raya. The reason why I brought brothers is for Hindus. Really, everybody has to bring a Raya. The reason why I brought brothers is because why? Because I would say that maybe I would think brothers don't have to bring a Raya. Why? Because since the brothers know that each guy's going to grab, so they're protective. So when the guy ends up having it, must be he got it legally. Because the brothers are aware of the Kamash Malanda, no, that still he has to bring a maybe they're careful. So therefore, we wanted to bring it, and Abba wanted to bring it Ayah from Achim. The reverse way. What's the Ayah? Achim, they have to bring it Ayah. But what's everybody else? No. So Abba will say, no, Achim, everybody has to bring it Ayah. The Hadush of Achim, you might have thought Achim don't have to bring it Ayah because since they grab from each other, they're careful. And therefore, if the guy holding it must be really, he has it. Kamash malan, that since the Shabtei Mehadani, they have to, even brothers have to bring it out. Yeah, Kochikin, other people as well that are not careful, and therefore, fine. Okay. Ve'elah detanya, we have a braita. Keshem shemotzi'im hen shtar chov al acherim, kach motzi'im ze al ze. Okay. We have a braita. The braita says, Keshem shemotziim hen shtar chov al acherim. Just like Yosef and Shimon, they can bring shtarot against other people. So too it says they can bring shtar chov against themselves. Kach motziim ze al ze. Okay, that's the problem over here. We learned in our Mishnah, they cannot bring shtar ze al ze. Bimai kamepalge. Yeah, which means our Mishnah said you cannot bring Yosef to Benjamin. You come and say, I'm the malveh, you're the loveh. Correct? Mm-hmm. But this Braita saying no. Keshem shmutzim hen shtar chob al achirim, kach mutzim ze al ze. How can you bring ze al ze? Different than the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what's the machlok? How can you say, what's the machlok? Why is the Mishnah say in ze al ze? And the Braita says, yes, yeah, ze al ze. What's the base of that machlok? B'mai kam epadeh. B'kodvim shtar ledoveh, b'amabi she'en malveh imo, kam epadeh. Oh, beautiful. Can I write a shtar for the loveh, even though the malveh is not there? The loveh comes on to the sofer and says, do me a favor, write a shtar that I owe, write a shtar that I owe $1,000 to this guy over here. That so-and-so borrowed the money, and he owes $1,000. Where's the malveh? I'm telling you, I owe them $1,000. What do I need the malveh here for? I'm telling you the other guy money. Write a shtar up. So that's the mahlok. What's the mahlok? Bekodvin shtar ledoveh, v'af pi she'en malveh emo. Tana didan, savar kodvin shtar ledoveh, v'af pi she'en malveh emo. Now what's going to happen?
Erase it? Okay.
Now watch what's going to happen. Zemni da'azir legabre safra v'sahadeh. The guy's going to come along with the name of Yosef ben Shimon. V'amar dehu, he's going to tell the sofer in front of the edim, kitvu li shtara. Deba'in an emezaf v'Yosef ben Shimon haveri. He's going to come along and say, I want to borrow $1,000 from Yosef ben Shimon, my friend. Now they write the startup. Now what does he write? Hello, pay me. This is the same names. That's what he's going to do.
He's going to steal it.
Since I don't need the malveh there, So they write the start. Yosef ben Shimon owes me whatever. I Yosef ben Shimon borrowed $1,000. So he comes along now.
You say from who?
From Yosef ben Shimon.
So he doesn't let the borrow and get
so he's going to come along and pull out the shtar. Instead of being a loveh, he'll turn himself to malveh. Zimnin dazil lekabe safra v'sahadeh. The guy's name is Yosef ben Shimon. He's going to tell the sefer v'edim. Ve'amad lehu, kedvu dishtara, teba'ina ne'mezaf mi Yosef ben Shimon. Bidiyuk, I want to borrow from Yosef ben Shimon. U'batad echad ve'ahat mileh. Now they sign it. Nikita, he's going to take the shtar. He's going to go to the other Yosef ben Shimon. Give me the money that you owe me. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah said. When there's two Yosef ben Shimons, you can't lend each other. You can't lend each other because since you're allowed to write a shtar without the malveh, you can come to the skenunya. Tana baras, you never have a problem. Because you cannot write a shtar for the loveh unless the malveh is there. And they'll remember, oh, we know this case over here, who the malveh was, who the loveh was. So you cannot come along now and change the story. Good? Okay. Okay. So we learned in the Mishnah. Let's say a guy, we don't know who the guy is over here yet. Is it the malveh or the loveh? Let's assume it's the malveh. You have a malveh. The malveh is going through his papers, and he sees a shovar, a receipt. The receipt says, the money that Yosef ben Shimon owes me is paid in full. Happens to be, Yosef, he has money out with two, he lent money to two Yosef ben Shimons. Each Yosef ben Shimon can come along and say, I'm the guy. Therefore, he can't get paid from either of them. Good?
Could you do that one more time, please?
The malveh is going through his papers. Mm-hmm. He sees a shovar. The shovar says, the money that Yosef ben Shimon owes me is paid in full.
Got it.
Beautiful. So now, but it doesn't say what Yosef ben Shimon. He lent money to both Yosef ben Shimons. Each Yosef ben Shimon can come along and say, I'm the guy. They might pay everybody. What do you mean? The other guy did. The other guy would say the same thing. No, it was him. It was me. Therefore, he can't get paid. Finished. Gemara says, wait, what do you mean? And if you didn't find it? No. If you didn't find it. So you found the star of the shovar. Okay, you didn't find the star.
The
guy is the regular individual star. He goes to the first official payment. What's the other guy going to say? Go to the other guy. Not enough care whether you found the payment or not. Either way, he doesn't have to pay. The Lovis don't have to pay. Why is the Mishnah saying, if he found this Shoban, and if he didn't find the Shoban, so he has the original Shoban? So he goes to the... He won't collect. He won't collect. They play the same game. They play the same game. Whether he found the Shoban or he didn't find the Shoban, it's the same game. That's what I'm saying. What do you mean? So he says, Tama Dinimsa. Halo Nimsa. Matzim Mapik. Wait, and if you didn't find anything, Matzim Mapik, you can take the money of Ha'anan. Velo Achad Yachol Nutzi Alim Shtar Oh Hotena. Nobody can pull a shtar against you. Some rich ones, there's two rich ones in the town. Someone said, I've come in out, whether he found it or not. Amar Bidimiya Bimshulashim. Which means the shtar was Mishulashim. If there would have been a shtar, it said Yosef ben Shimon ben Naftali. So if he had the shtar, he would have been able to get paid. But he doesn't have the shtar over it. He just has a receipt. So the Gemara says, so what did it say on the receipt?
Only the two.
Right? Look at the receipt. Does it say the three names? It says, no. Amar Moshe b'mishulashim b'shtar b'mishulashim b'shovar. The shtar had three names, but the shovar does not have three names. So if he would have had a shtar, he could have got paid from Yosef ben Shimon ben Naftali. But what happened? He ripped up that shtar. Now he has a receipt. I got paid from Yosef ben Shimon. Yosef ben Shimon paid me. He didn't write the three names on the shovar. So therefore, he cannot get paid from either of them. But if he had the original shtar, in the chenami, what do you get? That's what the Mishnah says. Only because he has a shovar, but in the chenami, if he had a shtar, he would get paid. Because the shtar was mishunash, and the shovar was not mishunash.
Right. Beautiful. He had a loan to both of them?
Obviously he had a loan to both. What's the ta'ana? Amar Abaye, Abaye Amar. Okay, Abaye has a different way of understanding. The way we're understanding this case is what? It's the Malveh that found the shtar. Till now we have spent the Malveh, found the shtar, ben shtar utab, and now he's dealing with it. Now Abaye has a different way. Haki kamar. Nimsa lilloveh ben shtar utab. The loveh found it. And what does it say in the loveh's papers? Shtaro shel Yosef ben Shimon alai. Parua. Shtarot shelhem peruim. The loveh finds that I paid in full.
Okay, fine.
He says the shtar of Yosef ben Shimon balance zero. Okay. So now the two Yosef ben Shimon comes along and say, pay me. Say, balance zero. So therefore it's the loveh that doesn't have to pay either one. Because bottom line, I have zero. I paid you already. No, you didn't pay me, you paid the other guy. I didn't pay. I'm the guy. You're the guy. I don't say who the guy is. So therefore, it's the loveh. If the guy had a shtar, he would be able to get paid. But he doesn't have a shtar. He's coming along with the paper.
Why would if one guy has a shtar? Why would he get paid? Still have a shtar. Oh, you have a shtar. You have a shtar. Who's to say which one it was?
And the reason why he has a shtar because at the time that he came, he couldn't find the shtar. He said it's casting. That's why they wanted a shtar.
What happened? The loveh's name is what?
The loveh's name is Jack.
Jack. So Jack's holding.
Jack has a paper that says the loan, the money that I borrowed from Yosef ben Shimon is paid. So therefore, he found the ben shtar utav. So therefore, now what? He doesn't have to be either of them.
Oh, he doesn't.
He borrowed from both of them. So now, which one? There's image of one. Look at that sheet. That's Bam. Look at that Bam. That's Bam over here. Abaye Amar. First white line in that Bam. First white line in that Bam. Matniti kishinim se'u bebet love maini. Vachi ketani. Nimsa le love ehad ben shtarotav shobar. Shashetal sheyal noshebo Yosef ben Shimon paruahu. Vayushnev ben Yosef ben Shimon noshimbo. There are two guys that were claiming that the money was owed to him. Without the shovar, both of them would get paid. Because both of them have shtarot against them. Hayush them the frame of men, shtarot them. Bidyuk. Right? They could put a shtar against Jack. I'm Yosef ben Shimon against Jack. I'm Yosef ben Shimon against Jack. No problem. Problem is, Jack has a shtar chob that says, a shovar that says, it's paid. Now, which one?
Isn't it in a stem that when somebody pays a loan, they get the shtar back and they rip it up?
I was like, what if he says it kasli? If he says I don't have the shtar, so I don't want you to come back and pay again. I don't want you to come back and pay me. You lost it. How do I know that you're not going to come back and find it and present it? So we write a shuvah. So my shtana, I found the shuvah. It says paid in full. So now you come home and say, where's my money? I paid in full. The other guy says, where's my money? I paid in full. Joseph Mitchamon. Joseph Mitchamon paid in full. And the shuvah is a legal document, let's say. ועכשיו בזה שובר הוא נחס קטן דקאי מעלן יד בעל השטרה תחתונה המוציא מחברו נא יומו המוציא מחברו. The guy who's holding the star, his hand is weak because you're trying to take money out of me. Prove it to me that you're the guy. I have a paper that says I paid you money. Finish, I'm done, it's over. וכי יוסף וכל עד מהם שטרו עומד לו לנו שובר עליו. Good. Now look what he says here, Rashbam. This is very important, Rashbam boys. What would you say if both of them come together to bid din? Both Yosef and Shimon come together. They come together.
I'm saying not impossible.
Right. Now you can't tell me, no, it's you. It's you. Hey, we're both here. You're one of us. You're one of us. Give us the money, we'll split it. So the Rashbam says, that's true. Me, you. If they both come together, he's modeh. He's modest. I borrowed from two guys. I'm just saying, it's the other guy. I'll go find the other guy. Now the other guy comes separately. Oh, it's the other guy. Now we came together. Where are you going to block me now? You owe him? Okay, pay him. You owe him, pay him. They got to put the money on the table. So therefore they come together. As mom says, you got him. That's the way you checkmate this guy. Oh, but unless he comes along and says, I paid you both. Yeah, boy, you only have one shuvah. Vashuvah nichtav stam ashenichem. He might be one of general stam. Why? I don't want to write two. The paper's expensive. I wrote, Yosef ben Shimon is paid in full. It's for both of you. Then about it, it's a good claim. And the Rashbam says he beat them. So these guys are wise guys. These guys are going to come to Beit Din. They think they got a good to'en. They come to Beit Din together. Okay, now what? You blocked us. So we wrote it stam for both of you. Have a good day.
Yeah, it's about you. Can you do that?
He's saying he can. He's saying he can.
That's impossible.
He's saying we wrote one general star. The loan of
one star paid for two people.
That's what he says he's doing. He's saying, "V'amad shtem v'baray yashuvah nechtav stam ashenechem." Why is that? Ta'ana me'al yatahi. I wrote one star. You paid me both back. I paid you both back. I'm not a kamsa. I guess he is a kamsa.
But each star is a separate item.
You're right. But I wrote one general receipt. I wrote one general receipt. But Ebel, Rabotai, your name is Yosef Ben Shimon. Your name is Yosef Ben Shimon. So I wrote Yosef Ben Shimon, balance zero. Same name. Two different names. You're right. Same name. I wrote it down. Hazak Baruch. He's saying it works. You want to say it doesn't work? It doesn't work. I hear you. No problem. I can hear to know. Meaning, if you tell me that you found these shonim that say otherwise, I can hear you. It's the Hadith of the Rashbam. That's what they're talking about. It's the Hadith of the Rashbam.
I'm trying.
Okay, my boy's side. Hey, you have the teachers of the Shemak. Where's the Shemak? Okay, Hakam, let's go right there. Kesed Yasu Yishaleshu. Okay, what we say in the Mishnah? How do you get around this problem? Kedusha Yishaleshu. You should what? Put three generations. Yosef ben Shimon ben Naftali. Yosef ben Shimon ben Yehuda. Yaakov. Put three generations so you solve the issue. Tana. Mayushnem Kohanim Yichtevu Dorot. If they're both Kohanim, you have to put Dorot, which means you put Yosef ben Shimon HaKohen ben whatever. Add another generation. Because they're both Kohanim. It's a big question. Ketubot. When we learn Ketubot, big she'ela. When I write a shtar, let's say I write a ketubah, and I write in the ketubah, Hatan, Anaim, Neta Sha'ashu'im, Yer Ezera, Yarich Yamim. He says something there?
It says, Omnam, he brings down the Rashbam that we just said, Omnam, Haritva, Ketam, Shelo, Mistaber, Ken, Kalav. Shere, En Derech Lachtov Shavar, Ehad Al Shnei Chovot Shonim.
No, there's got to be somebody that's going to say what you said. I do it 100%. That's why when you went after it, I couldn't argue with you. It's Mr. Bed, what he's saying. One Shabbat to do things. Okay. That's Hadish Barashbah. Anyway, you write in the Ketubah. Neta Sha'ashim Yezerich Yamim, Hatan, Abahur, Eliyahu, Ben Yosef, Tawir, Me'elia Kohen. Yuri, you wrote in the Shtar, Me'elia Kohen. Me'eli. These guys, I love to hear Me'eli. Then you write on the thing, two Edim sign. Now, 27 years later, this guy comes to me to get married. He wants to get married. I thought, okay, who are you getting married to? I'm getting married to a divorcee. Are you getting married to a divorcee? Okay. What's your name? Tawil. But I'm not from the Eli guys. I'm not from the Eli guys. I'm Tawil, I'm Israel. They already say it's Tawil. I said, do me a favor. How can I figure this out? Can you bring me your grandfather's ketubah when he got married? I want to see what they wrote. I get the ketubah. It says, Kohen Me'eli. So the question is, can I establish Kihuna?
Maybe you're breaking the act.
Can I establish Kihuna from a shtar? This is the Gemara Ketubot's question. Can I establish why? What's the logic? Or do I say, no, when I'm signing a Ketubah, I'm not signing on Eliyah Kohen. What do I know if the guy's from Eliyah Kohen? I'm signing on the Hayyub Mamoni Shebo. They just found me the wedding. Rabbi Mansur, could you sign, please? Did I do an investigation of the guy is? Do I do a DNA test if he's Me'eli or not? What do I know if he's Me'eli or not? I signed it. The rabbi told me to sign. What am I signing? $26,000 ketubah, 200 zoos.
From this guy to this girl.
Right there, I know this guy. Your name is Mr. So and so. He's Mr. So and so. I signed. So the question is, Edim that are hotem on the ketubah, are they hotem on the mamonot sheba or they hotem on everything? The ma'aseh. It's a mahloket. The ma'aseh, harambam. Somebody should even say that the posek. That's it. A guy can go up this yad kapayim based on a ketubah. A guy comes to Tanam Kohen. Put me a Kohen, here's my ketubah. Eli Kohen, sign. Boom. That's it. You can go up to Aliyat Kohen. Kavod Kohen. So it seems that we posek like that when Edim sign on the shtar, they're really signing on akul shtara. Everything that's said on a. So that's a big thing. So therefore, by the way, don't write Kohen in the shtar unless you know it. Because this the shtar can end up giving the guy legality later on. Could give him to know. So I guess if the Rav who's besadik and Rishim tells the Dima, so I'm telling you the guy's in Kohen, we know, okay, that's right, he's relying on the Rav. Okay, it's interesting. Okay, anyway, we go to the new Mishnah. Rabotai. Hamid Ibno. Oh, this is a great case. Guy tells his son, guy's on his deathbed, he wants to make, teshuvah before he passes away. So he wants to say, tells his kids, shtar ben shtarotai parua ben yudei ezil. He says, listen, one of the shtarot, amongst my shtarot, I know I paid it. Well, he paid me. Now the kids are going crazy because the father has 1,000 shtarot. The guy's owed $10 million. And the father, before he died, said, I said, one of them is paid. So he doesn't tell which one. So now what happens?
Well, each guy can say that.
Bidiyuk. Ve'ini yudei ezu, shtarot kulan peru'in. Finished. The guy lost everything now.
Don't be such a good guy.
Don't be such a good guy. Now you killed the kid. The kid died first now. The kid heard that. The kid died. Which means, because I gotta go like, your father said one of them was paid, yeah, I'm the guy. I'm like, Baruch. Well, you're the guy. The other guy says, by the way, I'm the guy. same story. Unless they all come together, like the Rajbam said, they all converge on the guy and get together. And now what? How are you gonna pay that? Minus the biggest one, and then pay us the difference somehow. Anyway, Nimsal Had Sham Shnayim. Hagadot parua katarinot parua. Fine. If one is, if let's say he says like this, one of them is paid, but he let the he has two shtarot out on the guy. So one of them is paid, he's saying, So therefore, we say that the bigger one is paid, and he only has to pay back the smaller ones. Understand? Is that the case? Good. Gemara.
They're saying that as a rule?
It's a rule.
He's telling the son.
No. That's what he's telling the son. Now we're applying the rule.
So it's a rule.
Yes, the rule is, if he says one of them is paid, I don't know which one. Each guy can say, I'm the guy. I'm on a va. So this is now semantics, this little piece of Gemara over here. The rules are not going to change, it's just the Gemara is assuming that certain words mean certain things. The Gemara is going to say, though the words don't mean anything, it's the rules of Hamotzi Mahaviru. Let's see. Amar Rava, Shtar Lecha Biyadi Parua. Good. The Shtar Shelcha Shebiyadi Parua. Okay, the Malveh has two Shtarot. So what do we say over here? The Namad is telling the Loveh. One of these two shtarot is paid. So what's the law? Hagadol parua, v'katan eno parua. Because we say the gadol is, the real rule is because I'm motzim havero. But the Gemara is assuming now it's because he said shtar decha biyadi. So shtar decha biyadi is one of them. However, if he says hov decha biyadi parua, he doesn't say shtar, he says hov. The debt is paid, then already shtarot kolam peru'im. So we're assuming that there's a haluk between the lishonot, between shtar and hov. Shtar means one of them, and hov means all of them. The Gemara says it cannot be. That's the haluk of the wordage. Why? Amad Ravina de Rabba ila me'ata. Sadi mechura lecha. Sadi gedola mechura lo. Sadi sheyesh li mechura lach. Kol sedotav mechurim lo? Exactly. Guy comes along and says, Sadi mechura lach. What does that mean? My field is sold to you. Now, the mocher is holding the field of it. I'm sorry, the koneh is holding the field of it. So I come along, I'm the mocher. I say, I sold you a field. So, oh, which field do we sell? Which field, the Gemara says? You get to keep the bigger one. Because I'm trying to take the field away from you. You get to keep the bigger one to approve it. However, if I say, Sadeh sheyeshli, that's like chob. So therefore what? That means what? All my fields belong to you? It cannot be. You want to make a haluk between the words sadeh and sadeh sheyeshli, like it's like shtar and chob? That's not the principle that's working over here, the words. Because no one's going to say that when a guy says sadeh li mechura lecha, the guy gets to keep all his fields. And the pshat is, hatam yad ba'al ashtar ha'tachtona. The pshat is that there's no difference between shtar and chob. The issue over here is what? Yad ba'al ashtar la tahtona. Why? Because I'm the motzi. I'm trying to be motzi money from you. So therefore, when I come along and I make a statement, and I say, one of them is paid, or the chov is paid, doesn't matter. Bottom line, I'm motzi b'chavra la baraya, you only pay me back the smaller amount. And who I did the other way? When I say, sadi mechura lecha, now you're the, I'm the motzi. I'm trying to take the money, the field that you're in, the kone is the mochzak. You have the field. I cannot take the bigger field away from you. I can only take the smaller field because until I prove it that it's the bigger field. So it's basically working with the principles that we said. It's the principles of amotzi mechavero alav ha'ra'aya. Okay. Beautiful.
We have a this Rosh Hashanah. We have a
it's all of them. So they were kol ashtarot shesh alav peruim. Not because the word chov means or because samutzi mahavero alav araya. Which one? Chov sounds like all of the shtarot. And you want to take out shtarot from me, but you said the chov is parua.
Doesn't the word chov mean the single chov?
Chov is the debt. The debt. Give me the debt.
The debt.
The debt.
The debt. Single debt.
So you should have been
total debt.
Like the one that I sold you.
Right. In the case of shtar, it's one. In the case of chob, it's general. 36, what did he say? Right. Mashata hayavli. But that's not the pshat. The pshat is really because it's a motzi mechaverot l'vera'ya. הגמרא משיבה שלא משום שברור לנו שללא ספק שזו כברת המלווה הוא רב אשכול עבוד השם כפורים כשאומר כן? חוב לי בידי אלא רק בספק right. חוב does mean for sure, maybe it means that and since maybe it can mean that you're מוציא בחברו עליו הראייה you're trying to get the money, maybe you meant all initially the Gemara thought that the word חוב means all definitely that doesn't mean definitely we don't know what the word חוב means חוב can mean all, it can mean also one shtar, but since we don't know, and chov can mean everything, so therefore, until I bring it out, I cannot collect anything from you. Basically, working with the rule of yad balashar al tahtona. Now we get to rabotai.
Yad
balashar al tahtona. This is the motzi. Rabotai. Now we get to the last sugya of Baba Batra. The last sugya of Baba Batra is the sugya of Arev. Arev is a guarantor. So the Gemara is going to teach us the laws of guaranteeing money. The Habetz Chaim says that just like it's a mitzvah to lend money, it's a mitzvah to guarantee money. The guarantor gets a mitzvah deoraita, just like the Melveh gets, because the guy will not lend the money unless there's an Arev. Of course, one should not become an Arev unless he's willing to pay. Usually the guy signs his adiv, and then because he says, "Don't worry, it never happened." And then when it happens, the guy says, "You sign." So the adiv, when he signs, you have to put in your brain, you lost that money already. If you can't afford to lose that money, like they say in the stock market, if you can't afford to lose the money when you invest, then don't invest. Don't play. So that's the law of adiv. What happened? And just to show you one maaseh, you can't fool around with adiv. When I was in the Torah Center, a guy came into my office, a rabbi, bearded, getting out to the floor. He came to me, said, "Rabbi Mansour, I need the loan. Okay, I'm not a banker. And I also need a loan. I'm in the same. Whatever. When you find the guy to lend you money, tell him I also need the same amount of money you need. What are you coming to me for?" No. Could you speak to Rabbi David's son, Rabbi Ozeri, to have a gemah in Yad Yosef? I said, "I'll speak to them for you, no problem. They have a gemah. I could speak to them for you." So I don't know who you are. What do you mean? I'm a rabbi. Okay, no problem. I call Rabbi Ozer. "You know the guy?" "I know the guy. I know the guy for 10 minutes. Get him to my office. Looks like an Ehrlich guy. What does he want? $3,000. Loan. For how long? 6 months. Okay, Rabbi, you have to guarantee." "Guarantee? Who's going to guarantee me? Arba sarich. I'm going to guarantee him." He says, "Yeah, otherwise you can't." So the guy begs me, "Please, Rabbi, if you don't guarantee that I don't have the money for the agi, for the blah, blah, blah." I said, "Okay, I'm going to guarantee the loan for the guy now." I said, "You know what? I want the guy to get the money, but I don't want to be a guarantee." How do they do it at the Torah Center? You have to give them a check. You date it 6 months. If the guy doesn't pay in 6 months, boom, they deposit your check. So I signed $3,000. You had Yosef. I signed it. Said Busak. I signed the sketch signature. I don't want to be out of the guy. I give it to Rabbi Ozeri. Just shows you, when you're a wise guy, you get caught. Watch what happens. I give it to him. And I told him, I said, "If you deposit this check, I'm going to put you both in harem. I'm doing this as a chesed. You're not taking my money. I can't say that. I'm out of him. But I don't want them to take my money." Fine. 6 months later, Ozeri comes to me. The guy didn't pay. The guy, don't get the check. Don't get the check yet. So down. I go to the guy because he comes to collect. I said, "I've been 6 months. I paid." He says he paid. He says he didn't pay. "That's a malok. No, you weren't there in the mincha. I gave you the envelope. You put it in your pocket." These people give me envelopes all day long. "I don't know what you gave me. I gave it to you right after. Don't you remember after the Hazara? I walked up to you. I said, 'Hine zeh.' He said, 'Oh, you put it.' I don't remember. You kept me in Hazara. What do I remember? No, I gave it to you. It's $3,000. No, to Ozeri. I gave it to you. I don't remember what you gave me. I don't know where they put the check. I don't know where the check is. Give me another check." "Why did they give me another check? It's gone. I don't know. Look in the bank. The bank never has a statement. That's not my problem. You lost it. I gave it." The whole it was cash. I don't know the whole story. I said, but bottom line, I'm out. I'm the Arev. He's claiming he paid you. You can't cash my check. Yeah. Okay, fine. He ends up going to Chemashir. I want you to judge the case. Okay, there he comes in. I'm not going to do it. So now, this is now 6 months later. I come to the kollel. I learn with the rabbi. He comes in. He's looking at me. He's like upset a little. I'm not saying anything. And he stops. He says, who's Sambusak? I don't know who Sambusak is. I always talk about who's Sambusak. I don't know. Sambusak. He says, why do you sign your check? That's how you sign your check, Sambusak. What are you talking about, Rabbi? He pulls out the check from his pocket. He says, ze ata. I didn't want to be the Arev. You can't do that. If you're Arev for the guy, you have to be willing to... Don't be Arev then. I was doing the guy a favor. I wanted him to get the money. He says, no, but then you're on the hook. You can't put... Well, I'm showing you. I thought I'm going to get around and no one ever find that. P.S. Came my vacuum and I got the Musaq. Anyway,
what was the Musaq?
The psak was.
It doesn't matter. We all eat
sambusak.
We're good.
No. I didn't pay. That's what I'm.
Bottom line.
I didn't pay because the rabbi gave me back the check. I didn't pay. What did he tell him? Maybe he told him yaloko. There was no proofs. I forget what he told him. Anyway, the guy came to me, and he said I paid. When Ozeri said he didn't pay, I went to the guy. I said, I trusted you, your beard, I trusted you. He said, because he came to me, he says, don't trust me, trust my beard. Because I didn't know the guy. How did he look like a guy? And he put Hazim Ramazim into a mess. Anyway, on Shabbat, we'll start from the Mishnah. This is not such a hard daf over here, and we'll continue the daf. It's long, but it's not so hard. It's just, this is the laws of Arev. Basically, there's four types of guarantors. One type is a regular guarantor that you can go to the loveh. And you can't go to the guarantor unless the loveh has nothing left. Then you go to Arev. That's the weakest type of Arev. You go to the loveh, he says, I have no money. You take his piano, you take his menorah. The Arev came out saying, until you take every single, take a shirt. Don't come to me until the guy's on the balance empty. That's one type of Arev. Another type of Arev is no. As long as he has no liquid, you don't have to take his assets, you go to the Arev. Another one is, you can go to either one first. And the fourth type of Arev, you go to Arev first. Let's go to Shlof Dots. So there's four types of Arev we're going
to
learn about.
You mean have to go to...
Go straight to the Arev. Long as do, I go straight to the Arev. Finish. What are you coming to me for? Shlof Dots. The other one is, I can choose. The other one is, I can go only after he has no money. And the other one is, only if he has nothing. No shirt on his back. That's the least.
An investor is also...